Welcome to A Better Way to Heal podcast. I am your host, Dr. Rachel Gregg. Each episode, I will be bringing you powerful interviews or solo episodes to help take your life, health, fitness, and mindset to the next level. Get ready to step outside your comfort zone and find the beauty that awaits on the other side. If you are ready to start your journey to the best version of you, let's get started. This episode was sponsored by Audible. I love to use Audible to get in my daily personal development, learn new health and wellness tips that include ways to strengthen my body from the inside out, building my mindset muscle, improving my stress resilience, and continuing to learn even more about gut health and the microbiome. Audible is my opportunity to listen to positivity and growth, leaving behind the stresses of the world. Just use the code Dr. D-R Rachel R-A-C-H-E-L Greg G-R-E-G-G dash 20 today to get started on your Audible subscription. You won't be sorry that you did. Hey everybody, welcome back to A Better Way to Heal. I'm so happy to be here with all of you because this is an episode that's very timely. I think at any point in time, but especially with everything that is going on in our country, in our world. And I think more people are waking up to the real issues here. And I want to go through today is mental wellness and the mental wellness movement. So for me, within probably the last year, a little bit over a year, when I first locked arms with the mental wellness company that I am working with, and we're the first company that's focusing on mental wellness and focusing on the gut-brain access, which is such a passion for me, is that with what's going on in this world right now, mental wellness should be the major focus. I have statistics from a friend of mine that just gave me goosebumps because she's in the trenches. She's hearing it, seeing it, feeling it. The statistics that she gave me is that, and I think this first number I would think is much higher, but again, people don't report mental wellness, right? There's this stigma, which I hope is starting to lift a little bit because, as you've heard me say, mental wellness starts in the gut. And if we have a broken gut, if we have a leaky gut, if we have, you know, things going on in the gut, it's going to impact our overall health and mental wellness because all 70 to 90% of the hormones that affect us in our mental health are made in the gut. So let's go, you know, 70, 90%. That's huge. Our serotonin, our GABA, our dopamine, estrogen, testosterone, insulin, thyroid hormone is all regulated. And our stress hormone, the cortisol, is kind of the impact one. You know, I've talked about that a bunch. Just kind of a quick overview. So mental wellness. I used to be so focused on my physical wellness. I wasn't doing anything really that I could really tell you to help improve my mental wellness. I thought I was good. I had stigma on it myself because I had family members growing up that had mental health issues, and I just kind of put a stigma on it myself. And I'll be honest with you, that's what I did. So I didn't really want to think about it. Total full disclosure here. So anyway, getting back, but we have to focus on it. I had to focus on it. I had to kind of shine the light on some things that maybe I didn't want to shine the light on to improve. So anyway, here we go. Statistics on mental wellness right now. So 45% of Americans are being impacted by mental wellness issues. notice I'm saying wellness. I don't want to focus on the illness, right? It's the same idea of focusing on the problem instead of spending our time on the solution. Get out of the negative into the positive. It's a muscle you got to work. It's muscle memory. So I think that's probably much higher. I know it has to be at least 50%. And again, these statistics that she gave me were from a couple weeks ago. So I'm thinking that's more 60 to 70, or everyone has mental health, right? There's been a 39% increase in anti-anxiety medications that are being written for this group of people that she works closely with. And I think it is a large crisis group that she works with across different areas of the country. A 19% increase in antidepressants. And again, who knows if everybody's really reporting if they're taking these medications or not. She deals with suicide hotlines, a crisis text line. When I talked to her a couple weeks ago, the crisis line for texting had gone up 1,000%. So you're thinking about this whole thing with COVID, right? People were isolated. There was, division, especially now with just some of the social tensions that are going on. We had fear of the virus, the pandemic. We have fear of now the unrest between social groups. People are fearful for their lives at times, going out at night or whatever, and again, driven by media, driven by, political driven media side of the world. Not going to go into politics here, but it's just opening our eyes. I think I had my eyes open, but I'm opening to even more things. So I think the biggest thing here is I just want to educate what types of things are going on. I think it's opening our eyes to certain social media platforms pushing people to do things like, and this is, I'm not judging here. I'm just speaking from my heart. The whole, blackout day where no one was to say anything. And if you follow, it wasn't really on the news, but if you follow different things that are going on in our country, it was the same day that Hillary Clinton lost and has to testify in a court hearing in September. So just an example, like if you think things are not politically driven, they're politically driven. The music industry is politically driven. So just gonna leave it there. You can agree or disagree, but I'm just challenging you to go do your own research, to open your eyes to everything that's going on, because it's so important. We're in an election time. But anyway, this is not a political, I keep saying that. So why I want to go through this, because I really believe that mental health is going to be the second wave of this pandemic. Maybe you could consider it the third wave. Maybe we're already in the second wave. So gut health is so important. So if we're boosting blood flow to the brain, we're decreasing the risk of depression, as well as we're healing the gut, we're balancing out the hormones. So you hear me talk about the gut-brain axis, right? Healing the guts, healing the pathway between the two, and then also the heart as well. You need to make sure that we're taking care of the heart. It is actually the system that I use with my clients and for myself, which I notice a huge difference too in athletic performance and everyday just mindset, is the fundamentals that we use in our company at Amari. And, I just have this mission to share this because this is what people need. We need to heal our guts so we can heal the unrest in our bodies. And we can better have that stress resilience to help with the things that are going to continue to happen for, who knows, the foreseeable future, right? So if we can lower inflammation through our foods, our supplements, our cleaning supplies, especially because people are, in my humble opinion, over sanitizing things, but they're using things like Clorox, ammonia. Those things cause damage to the gut lining. So we need to find ways to safely clean our businesses, our homes, all the things. So it's a beautiful time if you look at the potential for the positives that can come out of this. There's a lot of stuff going on, but we need to focus on the positive of the current situation. People need what we have to offer. So I'm even more passionate now about gut health, brain health, heart health than I ever was. If we as a society would look at pandemics like diabetes, like heart disease, cancer, autoimmune, in the same way that we freak out about a virus, imagine how healthy we could be. All right. So taking care of yourself right now is so important. Taking care of your mental health. So what you put in makes a difference in what you get out of your body. So we do. We have the ability to heal. We have the ability to change the trajectory of our current situation. It's never too late to rewrite the story. And maybe you've heard that. Maybe you think it's hokey. But that is so true in any area of our life, and especially our health. Okay, now if you're having a condition right now, like diabetes or heart disease or something like that, I get it. It takes time though, and you can do it. You know, it's putting better food in your body. It's supplementing. Huge. I mean, I can't tell you the things that I've seen with the current regimen that I offer my clients. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's not overnight, but if you get in your mindset, and this is where that has to change, that it is not a flip the switch and everything's better. It's a let's go 90 days and reevaluate. It's a process. I've been healing my gut for 5-7 years. I've lost track, but it takes time. And it's just like working out. You get to a point where you're like, okay, I can kind of, you know, I'm still going to work out every day, but I don't have to be as intense for a little while. I'm going to kind of, I don't want to say coast, but maintain until you have like your next goal that you want to achieve. And that's just an example. So what if we look at it differently? It's not a brain issue for mental wellness, right? It's a gut issue. Like it's, like I said earlier, it totally changes the stigma of mental health. And let's not focus on the illness piece of it. Let's focus on the solution piece of it, the wellness part of it. We all have mental health. And like I said, that was something that I had to overcome because of my experiences as a child with family members. It was uncomfortable. I hated it. So I didn't talk about it. I just you got to fix yourself. And now I understand it is not up here in the brain. Mm-mm. It is down in your guts. And I was listening to a podcast of Oprah's, and they talked all about the brain, and nope, it's all in the guts. And that's the new science that's going to be coming into the world as we go forward in the next 5-10 years. You're going to see the whole way of doing medicine change. So again, let's focus on getting the mental wellness in a good place, right? Anytime is a great time to focus on mental health. And that goes hand in hand with physical health, spiritual health. It's this balance that you have. And, you know, it's not always in the balance. Maybe there's one area that you need to work on more at one time, but it's also inclusive. So I just wanted to chat about this today because it's a tough time. Okay. It's like, I have days where I'm just like, oh, you know, what's coming next? how am I going to get through today? It's putting one foot in front of the other. It's me recording this and talking to all of you. This is therapy for me. But I want you to know that you're not alone. I hear you. I see you. I want to be on that journey with you. So feel free to reach out to me. The protocol that I use with the people that reach out to me, it does work. It's not a magic bullet right away, but you will start to feel better very, really quickly if you are willing to follow the plan and you're willing to take the time, because it does take time. There you go. And so everyone's journey looks a little bit different too. And that's the other thing. We're all a science experiment of one, to put it in those references. So I truly am blessed to be here. I love to have this platform to chat with all of you about all things health and wellness. And I just want to make sure that you know that there's people out there to help you. And it's taking that first step, and it's believing that you can heal. I believe that. I believe that is a hurdle that sometimes you will have to get over first. But you know, even in, I've heard doctors have told people this is just the way it's going to be for you. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I don't believe that you are meant to be in that position. And maybe you're not in a horrible position right now. Maybe you're like, I'm good, but I'm right there with you. Like, take it to great. Take it to extraordinary. What is your next level? What is your 10? What is your 10? I challenge you to find that. So I hope this finds you doing well, and just take care of you, and then you can take care of everyone else. So until next time, be happy, be healthy, and I'm very thankful for each and every single one of you. So talk to you soon. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today on A Better Way to Heal podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be forever grateful if you would take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review. I thank you for sharing this episode with someone else who needs to hear this information today. I look forward to meeting you here in each episode with great guests and useful information. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy.